Iambic Audiobooks presents Nannie Behaving Badly by Judy Jarvie. Read by Leanne Howlett. Chapter 1. Why couldn't she have chosen some other cafe owner to torture? Lyle Sutherland scanned his cafe counter, noting all the items that had been switched during his absence. The milk and sugar dispensers had moved, the cutlery store, too. Even his prestige coffee machines had leapt 3 meters to the left. To make matters worse, the new waitress on the coffee counter was sporting a dark rebel-style haircut with megawatt blue flashes. Lyle strode forward to confront his new employee, as frustration flared inside. But a cafe regular, Mr. McTavish, snagged his jacket sleeve. McTavish grinned as his mustache twitched with loaded excitement. "Lyle, great to see you back. Maddie's your greatest asset. Wherever did you find her? Fast, great with customers. I've never earned so many loyalty points in a week." "Great to hear it. We aim to please." Lyle faked a smile. He reserved judgment in spite of the man's hype, mostly because of the pair of perky bunny ears on new girl Maddie's head. The flirty tartan mini-kilt that skimmed long, stocking-clad legs was equally distracting. They hadn't even met yet, and already Lyle sensed issues in their immediate future. McTavish fiddled with his napkin. "Yesterday she did first aid on a customer. Quick-thinking, smart. If she's a temp, you should make her stay. That all-American charm is sure to attract new customers." Lyle stifled a grimace. Excusing himself, he chastised his own lack of foresight for not instilling firmer boundaries in Jim, his manager.